Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Representative Guy Vanderlinden. He'll be serving in House District 79 in the Iowa House. And he's going to be giving us a preview into the legislative session this year and talking about his goals.
The legislative session starts on the 14th. What are your plans for this year? What are some of the issues that you want to focus on?
Well, my issues are the same this session as they were last, which is the fiscal situation within the state. I think we made good progress last session in terms of getting state spending in line with state revenue, and I want to continue that. I hope we have opportunities to cut some taxes, particularly property taxes, and I think if we can get that done, I'll be a happy guy.
Yeah, property taxes was an issue that came up quite a bit in the last session. Do you think anything will be able to get put through this year?
Well, I'm hopeful. We've got a similar situation to last time in that one house is controlled by the Democrats and one by the Republicans. But, of course, there's been quite a shift in individuals in both houses. So we'll have a whole new mix of personalities, and maybe we can work together to come up with some solutions that will be good for Iowans.
So do you think working together is going to be easier this year?
I'll wait and see. I'm cautiously optimistic that we can do a little bit better this time, yes.
All right. Are you going to be serving on any committees?
Yes, I'll be the chair of the State Government Committee. I'll also be on the Ways and Means Committee and the Commerce Committee, and of course I serve on the Administrative Rules Committee year-round, so I'll have plenty to do this time.
Yeah, so you'll be keeping busy. Is there anything that's going to be brought up in those committees specifically that you think is going to be of interest to voters or to your constituency this year?
The Rules Committee deals with all kinds of regulations that are put in place by the bureaucracy to implement the law. And of course, that covers the entire spectrum of state government. I don't know. I can't anticipate what will happen there. In the State Government Committee, we'll be dealing with licensing, gambling issues, and most anything else that doesn't quite fit in somebody else's inbox. It's also kind of a broad spectrum committee, so I think probably there'll be some issues concerning gambling. There's some people who'd like to open new casinos and some people who don't want new casinos and so forth. It should be a pretty interesting session.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk of new casinos opening up. What are your thoughts on whether or not, do you think casinos should be promoted? Is it a good benefit to local and state government, or should they kind of be halted a little bit?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to hear more about it. There's two schools of thought, of course. Everybody would like to get a piece of the pie in terms of the revenue that they generate. But as you build more, there's a thought that they tend to cannibalize on each other and there would be less revenue in some places. In general, I don't support the increase in gambling across the state, but I'm willing to keep an open mind until I hear more.
Well, are there any other big issues that you'd like to focus on aside from property taxes?
Well, certainly education is always an issue. We'll have to face the yearly round of what are we going to do about allowable growth. Governor's got a new education plan that he wants to put before us that we'll be looking forward to seeing what his ideas are. He also is considering or is possibly going to propose a new way of funding schools other than allowable growth, and that could be an interesting thing. But education is always a hot topic for Iowans, and we'll be looking closely at that for sure.
Yeah, education is one of those things that everyone has a stake in. It also is a big portion of the state budget.
It sure is. Something around or slightly over 60% of the state budget goes to education in all its forms.
Now, is education an issue that generally both sides can agree on?
Unfortunately, no, in that we have different approaches to what we think should happen in education, and that's not necessarily by party. I think that's more by individual legislator. Everybody, as you say, everybody's got a vested interest in it, and most people have an idea about it, so it gets to be pretty contentious as to what direction the state ought to take, but we all recognize it as being very important, and as I said earlier, I'm hopeful that with a new session we can be a little bit more successful in getting something done.
Now, do things usually move a little bit quicker in the beginning of a session, or as it gets down to crunch time towards the end of the session, is that when things start to move a little quicker?
Well, in my vast 2-year legislative career, it was my experience last time that the first year of the session, there was an awful lot of bills that were introduced. It seemed like just an overwhelming number of bills that eventually settled down. In the second year, we considered, I think, far fewer bills. I would anticipate that this year we'll see a lot of proposed legislation early on, and of course in the first few weeks of the session we spend almost all our time in committee sifting through that pile of legislation, and then in the latter half we spend more time actually on the floor of the House voting on the bills that survive committee. I think it'll be a busy year.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Representative Guy Vanderlinden. He's told us about the legislative session this year and what he hopes to accomplish. Keep it tuned to Today Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.